Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Morning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, here with my producer, Sam. Thank God you're always here with me, man.
Well, I have to be. I'm forced to. I think you'll send me hate mail if I don't.
I hear these podcasters sometimes. They go and they talk like to them by themselves, like a journalist, right? And
they're just like talking. Bill Burr. Have you listened to Bill Burr? It's just him all by himself and his
thoughts. I can't do that. I guess I probably could if I was forced to.
You could. I just think that it'd probably be a little dangerous and it'd probably tiptoe on a lot of offensive content that probably we couldn't air. Be like, canceled.
I'd have to go and edit every single thing I said.
Everything. Everything.
It'd be like a 1-hour episode. I shortened down to 5 minutes. Okay.
Right.
Nothing racist or rude or offensive and politically correct.
Like, you guys don't understand, like, our sense of humor is very, if someone was to look at it from an outside, they would be like, what are you got? You guys are racist. You guys are discriminatory. You guys are disgusting. But that's what we find funny.
That's what
it's just comedy. That's it. At the end of the day, that's what it is. A fart is funny to us. Okay.
We tone it down so much
for
the podcast and I edit stuff. Oh, you know, speaking of farting, I always make a joke. My kids hate it by now. I always say when we're leaving somewhere, let's make like a fart and blow this hole. It's a dad joke that I've heard that someone said to me when I was a kid. I've always thought it was funny. So anyways, in other news, you know what we need to do? We need to remind people to subscribe to the podcast.
That's right. So if you're watching us here on YouTube, guys, don't forget to click that like and subscribe button and that little notification bell. That way there we don't have to keep telling you when a new one comes out. It automatically does.
And give us a 5-star rating on Spotify. We're at a 4.7. So
4.7. Oh, yeah, you know why? It's all that women hate that you have on here. They probably have. You said something about women in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant or something like that. So
it's now that you give her a knife and her instincts will tell you to make you a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she'll Lorena Bobbitt that stuff. You better watch out. Well,
don't go to sleep. That's right. All right. Well, we do have news on, we had a billboard put in downtown Las Vegas, which we're excited about that. And then just today, we finally got approved. It took a few days to get approved for it. For a billboard in Times Square, New York City. I think that's in Manhattan. So downtown. Yeah. So if you're in the New York area and happen to stumble across, it's a wraps around a building. They're digital billboards, so they kind of come on the screen, off the screen. You know, we're just trying to do different things to market and get our name out there.
That's right. And if you guys see it, take a picture, send it to us. We'll probably do something as nice as maybe, I don't know, send you a shirt. We have tons of shirts we got to give away. So send us a picture of the billboard either in Las Vegas, Times Square, or wherever you see it. And we'll try to keep you guys updated where we put these things. We want to see where our market's at. And I think Sebastian only did Las Vegas because I live here in Vegas. But he got to realize I'm a busy man. I don't have time to sit out in front of a billboard and look at it all day. But he wants me to, I'm pretty sure, deep down inside.
Yes, you know, act like a car broke down off the side of the highway and then just wait for it.
sure. That's me.
We are trying to get some guests on. I just had the opportunity to watch Jamie Kennedy's podcast last night. Reached out to him on Facebook and he replied. So, which normally that never happens with celebrities. So we'll see what happens if you want.
Actually, no, that's not true. Because you reached out to Andy Dick. He replied. He replied pretty quick.
Andy Dick answered my phone call after calling him like 20 times. He finally answered, and then we video FaceTimed him, and he was like doing something weird on a boat, and he had, we never aired that. I don't think on
the audio. It was really bad audio. I think you did a short out of it, and that was about it. It didn't work out. It wasn't as ear pleasing as possible, and it also didn't shed Andy in a good light. So we didn't want him.
I don't have his number anymore. I think he was pretty much just hitting on my wife the whole time he was on there. I don't have his number anymore. Probably a good thing, or I'd still be blowing him up.
I don't know why he was hitting on your wife. He should have took a look at that nice shiny behind of yours, and he would have been all over it.
Should have shown him the brown eye.
I'm telling you, that it would have happened. All right, let's move on to talking about news. Brown eyes. If you guys aren't hidden underneath the rock, you guys know what's going on with P. Diddy. P. Diddy has been for a while has had allegations of sexual misconduct, playing both sides of the field, both male and female. He's been quoted in I saw an interview where he's like, the guy asked him, "Do you prefer male or female?" He's like, "Whatever mood I'm in." And not that anyone has a problem with this at all in the rap game. We know it's always been there. There are people that are heterosexual, and there are people that are bisexual, and there are people that are homosexual in this game. So no one cares. But to hide it, I think that's the problem.
The problem is not that. The problem is the sex trafficking of minors. That's the issue.
And then there's that. Then there's that. But I'm talking about at the beginning with the whole parties and stuff like that. The rumor mill that was around, it was, you know, the wild, crazy parties. It didn't necessarily. They said young people. They didn't say how young those young people were, but that's always been a talk of Tinseltown as far as his parties go. So
sex trafficking, whether it's a minor or an adult, is illegal, you know. And it's what's crazy about it is even Jay-Z, I guess, is in hiding. You got to wonder who his entourage is of people that know all these things. And, you know, there's rumors and speculation about the elite, the biggest of the big in Hollywood.
Yeah, so let me add this disclaimer, guys. Do not take this news for face value. We are just speculating. There is no proof in any of this. We are just reading what we hear on the internet, those kind of things like that. So we are. If anyone wants to send a cease and desist, or you guys don't know what you're talking about, hey. First of all, we're just we're just jokers at the end of the day. So, but we're going to talk about what we want to talk about. Yeah, so,
We are going to talk about it. And, you know, even in Jamie Kennedy's podcast, they were talking about certain celebrities, and they were like scared to say their names, and he was like, "Don't say that; I'll have to edit it out." And they were talking about like Taylor Swift, and they call her Twizzle Sizzle, and because these elite Hollywood moguls that are superstars, right? Super famous. A lot of them, they're saying, are groomed into this kind of character, and certain people that refuse to go that high level up kind of wind up not getting as big as they want to be. Cat Williams went on a podcast and was talking about it himself. So you got to wonder who's in P. Diddy's entourage that knows about this, that hasn't said anything, that may have been involved. You know, his girlfriend sued him. They settled in court. Cassie, some rap artist. J-Lo was with him for a while. They dated back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they did.
But and then they broke up. But you got to wonder, how long has he been in this world where he's doing these things? Even 50 Cent called him out, you know, saying like if they're raiding your house, they already got you. Like, it's no longer speculation. It's they know that's why they raided.
That's right. That's right. And I think what we tend to forget within the industry, the more power you have, the more you think you can get away with. But in this day and age, from the Harvey Weinstein time frame, we'll say, people are going to be called out for stuff that probably is not as good, not a good choice of character. We'll call it that. We'll call it a good choice of character. Sebastian and I, we're broke. We have no money, and we don't like young people. So how about that?
I've only dated women older than myself. It's always been a thing. You know, in 2024, they're saying it's the year. I mean, they got the whole Nickelodeon special out.
Oh, where the Drake Bell thing. Yeah.
Where he actually got sodomized by one of the guys. It wasn't a producer. It was one of the guys that worked on the lines with him. The producer was
Dan
Schneider. So he's Dan not Schneider, the one who did it. It was another guy named something.
I forgot. And then Josh Peck,
I think was his name.
Okay. Well, Josh Peck.
No relation.
He's now come forward, and he's dealing with a lot of problems with his divorce due to that. Not saying anything. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Tinseltown. So.
What's up with that? What's up with, you know, you hear all these, like, you get like child actors, like Britney Spears, for instance, okay, who now has obviously lost her marbles, and people have been talking about her for a long time.
Right.
But these kids were so abused that I'm happy I was never a child actor. People talk about, you know, you want to be a child actor, and the parents like it because they see money in the eyes and their kid's going to be a star. Right. But a lot of times, it becomes very negative to the child. And that's just like a whole fucked up thing that Hollywood's, I mean, at Nickelodeon, for real?
Right. Like,
you would never expect that.
Disney too. So here's the problem with that. I think it's not necessarily the corporations, but I think it's the people that get hired on within the corporations that tend to abuse their power. They tend to, I think and this is just my two cents, means absolutely nothing, but they tend to abuse their power based upon what their position is within the company and who they can boss around and navigate. Good example. If Sebastian abuses me every day, right? Because he doesn't pay me. He just like, Sam, do this. Sam, do that. Sam, where's my shorts? All these kind of things. But because I'm an adult, I can talk back to him and say, hey, why don't you F off, Sebastian? I'm not getting your shorts or anything like that. But do you think a 10-year-old kid's going to say that? Absolutely not. So just to let you know, don't work for Sebastian.
Cat Williams is on this podcast where he talks to Shay Shay podcast, Shannon Sharp.
Yep.
And he's talking to him and. He talks about going into a room with Harvey Weinstein, and Harvey Weinstein's like, pretty much, hey, can I suck your penis? And he's like, no. Then he goes, I thought I was the only black guy trying off this role. There's three other black guys there, but what did they do to get here? Because he was already kind of famous. But here's the deal is, if you're that much of an elitist in Hollywood and you don't give in to these big time producers and directors and the who's who of the industry, they can shut down your career and say, you know what? Don't work with him. You're going to get blackballed from the industry. Right. And that
I don't know if blackballed is a good choice of words. Blackballed is probably a good choice of words in this kind of thing. But here's the thing. You still have to have morals. And at the end of the day, you have to be able to sleep at night. So whatever you do, there are a lot of the quote unquote plenty efficiency. There's a lot of people that can act. There's a lot of people that can sing. There's a lot of people that can play musical instruments in this industry. But find what makes you you. Find what makes you that at the end of the night you can sleep. If you got to sleep your way to the top and that's you're okay with it, go for it. Have at it. Do whatever you want, boo-boo. There's plenty of actors and actresses that have slept their way to the top and have done disgusting things to get there. And same thing in the music industry. However, though, hold on to some bit of yourself when it comes to this kind of things. This is just a manager kind of mentality for me. I just think that if you have to do something that you're very uncomfortable, it's probably not worth it. So
you wonder why some of these actors get this really good career, then all of a sudden they're not relevant anymore. And it's probably because they either weren't picked to be groomed in the right way, or
Your booty hole blown out. That's probably why.
Or they said they didn't want to do it, and then there goes the career. That I think that happened to Martin Lawrence. I think he talks about that on an episode. And what's really weird, and this is just speculation, and we're going to get on to the song after this. Speculation is this, and this is just my speculation. Oprah Winfrey sits at the top of a lot of these different famous
Black entertainment industry.
Well, not only that, she's taking pictures with Harvey Weinstein. She's taking pictures with P. Diddy. She's taking pictures with a lot of Epstein, probably. So I don't know if I didn't see an Epstein one. There might be one, though.
There might be one.
You gotta look at who sits at the top and who's on top of all these people. Now there's speculation about Oprah being involved in some weird demonic thing. You know, who knows? I don't know, but something to think about. And it's going to be fun, not fun. That's a bad choice of words. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out,
right?
With P. Diddy and what's going on and the entourage around him. I'm curious to find out what's going on, and hopefully it means a better tomorrow for actors and musicians eventually. So
maybe. All right, let's take a look at Wage War's new song. We talked about this last week. We were talking about actually another band, but let's talk about Wage War this week. There's new song Magnetic. A lot of people are comparing it to Nickelbackish. So let's let you guys be the judge. And don't forget, if you're watching us on YouTube, put a comment what you think about this song right here. Wage War, Magnetic, right here on the Loud Spot.
Chew me up and spit me out, 'cause you know that I'll come back. And then we separate, but the emptiness attracts. 'Cause I know where I shouldn't go. Control. No matter how hard I try, you pull me back every time. I try to push away, but I'm right back at it. You and me are always gonna be magnetic. No matter how far I run, one taste and I come undone. I try to push away, but I'm right back at it. You and me are always gonna be magnetic. Set me free, but the head above ain't mine. To hell with all you say in me, 'cause heaven knows it lies. And I know where I shouldn't go when I feel this low. Oh no, the shine I can't let go. No matter how hard I try, you pull me back every time. I try to push away, but I'm right back at it. You and me are always gonna be magnetic. No matter
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
Hey, it's me. There you are. That's not the normal thing. There you go. And you're muted.
All right, you gotta edit that out.
No, I'm going to keep it in.
All right.
I'm going to keep it in.
Hey, it's me, Mario.
So that sounded nothing like Nickelback to me at all. I don't know who said that. All right. Not me.
All right. So a lot of people have said that that sounded like Nickelback. I see what they're saying. Dun, 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 dun. It's that same, you know, produced sound. But the thing is, that's Wage War. And you can't compare Wage War to Nickelback. No. And you can't compare Nickelback to Wage War. And they're both, they have their own space in this world. And if you want to compare bands, and that's up to you. That it's okay. It's art. It's interpretive. But I would say it's definitely a fun song. I liked it. I'm not going to hate on it. And I'm not going to hate on Nickelback either. So suck it.
I want a mic stand like yours. You know that? It looks so good.
I knew you were going to say that one of these times. I knew you were going like, yeah, but this is a $129 mic stand. I don't feel like spending $129 on your butt.
Why not, dude?
Because you throw them around.
I'll give you another beat around, bro.
I know, but he throws them around, folks. That's what you guys don't realize. Like his gear, he doesn't care about. He just throws it in the pack or throws it in somewhere else. You should see the computer he's on. It's cracked all the way through. That bad boy is. I'm amazed we can sit that it's not cracked right there on the thing.
I thought about that. I was like, I need a new Mac computer eventually. I've had this one for a few years.
Right.
Either you buy me one and let me give you a reach around, or you're blackballed from podcasting.
That's fine. It's okay. I might have some more free time.
Bad joke. All right. I was going to say, it's not only a bad joke. It's not even a dad joke. It's just a bad joke. Anyway, okay. Regardless.
Bad dad joke.
All right. Adriano Celentano.
I
think that's how you say his name. In 1972, this guy's Italian, okay? He wrote a song. It's completely gibberish. There's no like real words to it. But what he does is he explains that he's trying to write a song that's what it would sound like to someone who doesn't speak English. Mm-hmm. So he's writing words that sound like they're speaking American English.
Right.
But it's not any words at all. Though we're going to play the song and we're going to try to act like we know what he's saying, even though it's right. It is just
or what we think he's saying,
what we think if it was English, what could he be saying? But it is gibberish. And how hard would it be? This song hit number 5 in Italy on the charts. Right. Okay. Number 2 in Belgium on the charts. This guy's known for this song. Very catchy song. The music video, the original music video, I could not pull it, would not let me pull it. But I was able to find another version of it with him singing on guitar with the beat and everything. And so we have that song to play. But how hard would it be, Sam, to write a song in gibberish and memorize what you're saying?
Well, you do it all the time with Oscar and Birdman. I mean, your guys' gibberish is not even funny. It's like,
but they're words. At least they're English words. Okay, it'd be like me trying to write a song in Italian, right? I was thinking about this, and I can't help but think about Jackson from Jack's Diaries.
Sorry, Jackson.
Mario Pezzi. but if I was to, I was in the kitchen earlier and I was telling Stacia, you know, if I was going to write a song in Italian, it'd go
right.
Ba da boop, ba da bop, ba da beep. Beep-a-da-boop-a-da-boop.
Yeah.
But that's not even really. I'd have to listen to Italian and like like make believe I acted like what they were saying and write down how they sounded to me.
Mine would sound more like Dean Martin, right? Obviously, because I'm in Vegas. I get it, guys. Don't judge me. But when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Yeah, I love a lot of Dean Martin stuff. First of all, his comedy stuff like that. But coming back to gibberish, you know, one of the biggest gibberish, or they're called dummy lyrics in the industry. Beck had the best dummy lyrics. I got two turntables and a microphone, like where it's at and stuff like that. He would come up with these lyrics that made no sense. Like, they would make sense in a short term, but they wouldn't make sense in the whole structure of the song. And Beck was the king of dummy lyrics. And with this guy, I thought he was doing dummy lyrics at first, but then I was like, wait, that's almost sounded like a sound. So it almost
let's play it now. Can you keep us on the screen when we play it so we can kind of pause it and act like we're trying to think what he could be saying if it was English?
All right, here we go.
I'll pause it.
When I stay in the shoes and I will hold me the same, then a whole red maybe get the color boss dies.
Okay, I got when you say with the shoes and there's holes and you're on a diet.
Yeah, I kind of got the same thing, something with shoes and you're on a dime. I like on a budget.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, now you do the next verse, okay?
Okay, here we go. All right. I see why you did that. Something about chicken and coke and bitch something. Bitch you ho or something like that.
I need chicken and coke, baby. Use a hoe.
Yeah, exactly. So he's trying to order some food at the end of the day. So yeah.
Okay. Okay, he's back to the holes in the shoes and on a budget with the dime.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
When it's the same man, you look on me, Steen. You never saw another judge of God, David's a jam.
Okay.
Something about jam. That's all I got out of that one.
Here's what I heard was, now, baby, just give me a chance.
Oh, okay.
Because, no, he's on a budget and he needs shoes. But he's like, baby, give me a chance, because like one day I'm going to make money and buy me a good pair of shoes.
That's right. Like, hey there, Delilah from Plain White Tees.
See? Okay, see? So we're going through this song has a meaning now. He needs shoes. Right. He's poor. He's on a budget. He's trying to impress some chick. He's like, just give me a chance. One day I'll be able to afford the Nikes.
Yep. This is Sebastian's first date. Here we go.
All right. Okay, I heard something about hobo, and that's what I
heard. I heard something about loving, like loving, and would do something like you would like my loving,
like, even though I'm a hobo.
I'd give it. Well, okay, well you can say that. I was talking about he'd give it to her.
Oh, he's pounding it.
Yeah, he's something like that.
Pounding it. All right, here we go.
All the differences stand. Light his shoes ago, my man. You've accustomed to the cultivating girls.
I'm cultivating girls.
Cultivating. I heard is something about shoes again, and then, you know, but give a man a chance.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. The song pretty much is done from the clip we have. Let's rewind it and see if our shoes song makes sense for giving a guy a chance because he's broke and he needs shoes and he's banging, you know, they're banging hobos.
Okay,
let's play the whole clip here.
When I stay in the shoes and I will hold me the same, then a whole red maybe get the color boss dying. Boss dies. When it's the same age, you look on me still.
got beef with this jam. You'd have come and not choose no bite, but not so hope, hope, but just getting along the corporate, no fine. All the difference is stand, light the shoes and go, my man. You've been trusted in the man to call your radio girls.
What green girl?
Oh, something.
There we go. Look, to me, that's a song about shoes. 100% about shoes.
It's 100% about shoes and giving him a chance. That's all we're saying.
You can't even say, hey, what's that song about? Because it doesn't mean anything.
Nope, that's it. And so, guys, what we're saying is you don't even need to have actually English lyrics in your songs. You can put whatever you want in there. I mean, again, look at Oscar and the Birdman. At the end of the day, they are horrible, and they keep pumping out in their minds,
hits after hits.
But let's take a look at an actual artist that actually will probably get to the top. Let's play. I introduced this artist TX2 to Sebastian a couple weeks back. He really loved it. He's got a new song out called TX2 featuring Johnny Three Tears from. And the song is called, what?
Vendetta.
I know, just let me finish the topic, sir. Jesus Christ, right here on the Loud Spot.
Love you.
Are you happy yet?
Also, if I need to hear TX2 talk about goth dommy mommies one more time, I'll shoot myself.
Do it! Fuck you!
That is an awesome band. Yeah. I mean, TXT is just good. They're just good. Yeah. We're still gonna rate the three songs at the end to see which one we like the best. No. And of course, the Italian gibberish one does not work. And no. Neither does this Eminem song that we're gonna play here in a little bit. It's also not gonna work. We're gonna talk about that one as well. So Eminem just came out with a new album, and he has this. Or I don't know if the album's out, but the song's out already. Sunset.
Yeah, so the single's been released, but he hasn't released the whole entire album yet. So, and what traditional.
What I like about the song is, like we talked about on last week's podcast, it goes back kind of to his older roots and the way this song, how he rhymes in it, which I do like. What caught my attention, though, is when I was listening to it. Did you send me the link to the song?
No.
So I don't think so.
No.
No, I guess I just came up on my feet because I don't really follow. I like Eminem, but I don't really follow his newer stuff. But yeah. It shows up on my Facebook reels or TikTok or something. So I heard the whole entire song. And what caught my attention the most was At the very end, Dr. Dre comes in because the song features Dr. Dre, okay?
Right, right.
But the lyrics Dr. Dre says is it's another song that he sings called, I think it's called Welcome to My Diary or something like that. Welcome to My Diary, which came out in 2015. And I know that song. I have that song downloaded on my phone. I know a lot of lyrics to it because I hear it all the time. And I do like Dr. Dre a lot. And I like that song a lot. But I'm thinking, why is he doing the same? Why is he not coming up with something original to fit the song? It's like what he's writing doesn't even fit what Eminem is saying. And I don't think it does anyways. Is that like, does it not have to fit? Like, does it not, like, when you collaborate with somebody or do something with someone, shouldn't they write lyrics that go with what you're saying?
I think the first time around, they obviously did. They added their own parts to the music in general. But maybe this is one of those things where he's like, M called him and said, hey, I need you to put a part in there. And he's like, okay, I got you. And then just like, and then. Okay, here's a good example. Sebastian, I need you to get this done. And then he just sends me recycled propaganda that he's had from like a long time ago and says, yeah, just use this. And I was like, dude, we used that back in like 2021. What the heck is this? I don't,
Is that common? Is that common? Do you hear a lot of songs that just take somebody else's song and puts it in there? Like, do you think maybe Dr. Dre doesn't have the lyrical talent anymore because he's older now and just like I doubt it. He probably does. Like here, just
there might be a reason, but let's take a look real quick and then you guys tell us what you think of this and tell us if we're wrong because we might be wrong.
And all I have here is the very part of Eminem's kind of chorus where Dr. Dre comes in, then it stops and it goes to Dr. Dre's song. So I'll pause it and I'll play it, but everyone who's listening, I want you to listen to the lyrics that Dr. Dre says in this and then hear his song and tell me if they're not exactly, like not even almost the same. They are the exact same. But now he does re-record it because the cadence is slightly different.
Okay.
Which, so you know he had to record it for this. Right. To get the cadence the way he wanted it to be. So I'm going to play I'll pop the song up on the screen and then I'll pause it after the Eminem song and then we'll go into Dr. Dre's. Okay, here we go. Yes, I do, but I can't, and I won't say I try, but I know that's a lie, because I don't know why I just don't know. I used to be a starving artist, so I would never starve an artist. This is my passion, it's where my heart is. It gets the hardest when I think about the dearly departed. Like the nigga I started with, I know Easy can see me now, looking down through the clouds. And regardless, I know my nigga's still proud. It's been a while since we spoke, but you still my folks. We used to sit back, laugh, and joke. Now I remember when we used to do all-nighters. You in the booth and Cube in the corner writing. Where Ren at? Shout out to my nigga Yella. Damn, I missed that. Never let the Houston. Okay, that was him on Eminem's song, okay?
Right. The new one.
The new song just came out in 2024. Now, here's Dr. Dre from 2015. I didn't find a music video for it, but I found this little clip right here. Now, did you remember some of those lyrics?
No, heck no.
Okay.
Heck no.
Well, here it is anyways, and you might be like, oh, yeah, it is the same. Here we go. I used to be a starving artist, so I would never starve an artist. This is my passion, it's where my heart is. It gets the hardest when I think about the dearly departed. Like the nigga I started with, I know Easy can see me now, looking down through the clouds. And regardless, I know my nigga's still proud. It's been a while since we spoke, but you still my folks. We used to sit back, laugh, and joke. Now I remember when we used to do all-nighters. You in the booth and Cube in the corner writing. Where Ren at? Shout out to my nigga Yella. Damn, I missed that. Okay, there we go.
That's exactly the same. It's exactly the same lyrics.
The same. And that's what's weird about it. I'm like, if you're coming out with a brand new song, Eminem, this is one of the first songs you put out, or maybe the first one from the new album coming out. And it's now, okay, granted, my opinion does not matter. I always say that.
Why
was he thinking maybe people don't listen to it? Maybe no one's going to catch that. Because if I caught it, Guaranteed. Yeah. I don't even listen to hip hop that much.
Right. So do you think also maybe that he just did it to reminisce a little bit, and then also like he told him, hey, I'm going to put this lyric in here from this song back in this day. Are you okay with that? And M's like, yeah, sure. No problem. Whatever. How you like it? Ah. You know,
or maybe that song, you know, that song I heard that I like from Dr. Dre. I don't like I like his songs. I don't like all of them, though. But that was one that I downloaded because it's telling a story. I do like songs that tell stories. And he's talking about, you know,
why do you write Muchachos Nachos, sir? That's all I got to say.
I'm not a good storyteller.
No,
when it comes to music. So I just write stupid stuff. No, I can't. Now, sometimes I have before. There are songs that do tell stories, but for the most part, they're stupid.
Are you talking about that one with the prostitute and the
No, that is a good one. That's low budget porn star. Dirty was one that told a story.
ODB.
I had a stench called a song called Stench that told a story about how dirty the government is and corrupt. So, but it had to be in a special kind of mood to write those songs. I'm thinking, you know, maybe this song didn't do as good as he wanted it to do when it first came out. So maybe he's like really liked those lyrics and decided to pop them in on Eminem's song, knowing that Eminem's going to have being his first single. It's maybe he wants to share those lyrics again.
Okay. So you're saying that maybe because M's been away from the scene for a while since I think 2015 almost.
Probably.
Well, I know he's been not touring since 2015. If you guys don't know, and I think we talked about this last week, M doesn't tour anymore. Well, we talked about it. We talked about it off the air. M doesn't tour anymore due to the fact is his addictions and his addictions. He does not want to go back to them. When he gets out there on the road, he wants to start doing the same behaviors as he did before. So respect to him not wanting to do that. But I don't know if this is necessarily one of those things where he did it in Dr. Dre did it in order to bring more light to his old song, or maybe there's got to be some reason. I'm sure there is, because recycling same lyrics is not a good thing. Period.
You know, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So going back to the industry in Hollywood and all those corrupt people, I don't think Eminem has anything to worry about at all. And probably neither does Dr. Dre. They're on a whole different team over here, okay? But I was just looking. Eminem's super big back in the heyday. As of now, he still has about 60-something million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Hmm.
Taylor Swift.
Wish we had that.
Taylor, yeah, I know, me too.
Wish we had that.
Well, you got to suck some wiener sometimes, Sam. I try.
And my mouth ain't big enough.
Suck the small ones. But Taylor Swift has 102.8 million. So like not quite double Eminem's, but a lot more. Double. And Taylor Swift, well, double would be like 120 ish or something like that. Ish. It makes you think. What is up with the industry now? And Eminem hasn't come out with anything new in a long time, and Taylor Swift's obviously real relevant right now, especially I wonder if her numbers came up and how much they came up after dating Travis Kelce.
So I actually been paying attention to that because I love this. I love this story. Tiffany will hate me for this, but I love this story, even though I think it's a PR story. Okay. But I like my romantic side wants to believe that it's not a PR story, and just recently they've been seen on the beach of some beach, vacationing some beach in some hot tropic somewhere. Okay, I love to believe that Taylor Swift's numbers grew, but not true. It's actually Travis Kelce's numbers grew
with podcasting.
Yeah, well, with the Swifties, with the podcast, all these kind of things, like it all hit at the great time. That's the problem is it's the timing of everything. That's the reason why we're like, oh, this is a PR stunt. So we'll only know. I'm going to say we'll only know by July. I thought they were going to break up by now, but July, if they break up before preseason, I'm just gonna say it was a. I don't think it will though. I like to believe. I like to believe that it's a true love story. Okay. Okay. It's a true love story.
I don't know that. Okay, personally, for me, I think someone that's as big as Taylor Swift, I think there's some dark secrets in there. I think that the Hollywood has groomed her in a certain way to be as big as she is. Do you think that as nice as she has given $100,000 bonuses to truck drivers, whatever she's doing, could that all be just to see how nice she is, like Oprah Winfrey giving everyone a car? And then there's
Let me tell you what. Eric Church gave us extra money. There's a bunch of bands that gave us extra money. Pentatonix gave us
Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
Yep. A country singer. Yeah. Pentatonix gave us extra money. Did you hear any of those PR stories about it? Did you hear the stories about it? No. Well, you know why? Because they didn't care about it. Whereas Taylor Swift did it in a PR stunt. And I'm going to call you out, Taylor, and your team. You guys did it in a PR stunt to show people how well you appreciate and truck drivers and all the production crew. They loved it. It was great. It's always been a thing in the industry to give out extra money when the tour goes well. Okay. Cause they make a lot of money. They also pay a lot. Okay. So at the end of the day, they pay a lot and a lot of stuff like that. So, but I just don't believe at the end of the day that the truck driver story and the paying extra money is one of those things that was a gesture of the heart necessarily, as more as a gesture of the heart / PR story. Hey, look what Taylor does. So
before we get into our last song, do you think that did you watch Super Bowl where there was a whole conspiracy about Taylor Swift team throwing up some sort of evil devilish sign?
Wasn't it? It was something Spice, whatever, Ice Spice or whatever her name is.
Do you believe that stuff, or do you think that's just a conspiracy BS? That there's no real thing, because every time it seems like there's some weird conspiracy about someone in Hollywood, like nowadays it's all coming out. Like Usher. Literally, he used to live with P. Diddy.
Why'd you have three Ushers on top of that?
I was stuttering. I was stuttering. do you think Usher does this thing where he's winning an award and he thanks the devil for the award? Oh, I have it. We should talk about the next week and play a clip. There's a clip on YouTube about it, and he immediately stops himself and changes his story and winds up thanking someone else. So there's this weird, and they talk about the Super Bowl. And how, not Usher particularly, but on different famous people's podcasts, you can hear them talking about the Super Bowl and how it's related to this black magic with all these Hollywood celebrities. And speaking of that, Jay-Z, who is in hiding as of right now, today, we don't know. I didn't keep up with it, and it might be
at my house right now.
He has a contract with the NFL for the Super Bowl to get artists on there, and they have a collaboration together. Right. So this is all getting blown up and makes you think, what is really going on behind the scenes that these elitists are hiding from everyone? Look, I'm not a huge conspiracy theorist, but I do like a good conspiracy, and sometimes conspiracies
too much.
But conspiracy, I'm not like a flat earther. Like, those guys are idiots, right? Yeah.
Sorry, my brother Drew. My brother Drew is going to listen to this. He's like, oh, what are you talking about? I was like,
well, I didn't say him, but you did. But flat earthers to me are just stupid, because it doesn't make any sense. And they make sense whatever they want to. But stuff like this with Hollywood and the deep, dark magic and pedophilia and all that stuff is kind of coming to light a little bit. And it's been hidden for so long. And the day of technology we have now, though, it's kind of hard to keep hiding all that stuff forever.
Okay, so, all right, we're going to let everyone know Sebastian's going to have a hair wig soon. So,
oh, yeah. It comes in the mail on Monday.
That's right. So he's bald, everybody. We're not trying to hide it. That's who he is. But he's going to try putting some hair on. I'm fat. At the end of the day, I'm fat. I don't make a lot of money. I got a small penis. what else? So I'm just trying to get it all out there at the end of the day. So everyone knows that we're just normal people at the end of the day. But I, okay, so back to conspiracy theories within the music industry, within the entertainment industries. The more money you make, the more things you think you can get away with. But I think in this day and age, you better check yourself. You better not do things that would be, it would go against morality. We'll put it that way. So, you know, Sebastian and I, we're normal dudes that have kids at the end of the day. We don't care about any of that young stuff or sex trafficking.
We're not weirdos.
We're not weirdos. Well, Sebastian's a little bit more of a weirdo than I am. Like, he'll stick his own finger up his butt, but not me. So, but we're just normal people that love music, love entertainment, and we love the arts in general. So, and we love our drinks. Hey, cheers to you. Cheers to you. Cheers, man. That's all right. Here we go. But those of you guys who are on the industry inside and are at the high up, and you're never going to listen to this podcast, by the way, which is fine. You guys should really check yourself, because people are going to tear you down. And if you're doing something illegal, well, yeah, they're going to get you.
So every time you say check yourself, I want to say before you wreck yourself.
I knew you would, because I almost said it.
Everyone's thinking that. Check
anyone from the night.
You wreck yourself.
Anyone from the 90s. So
let's play this last song before we get into some hot dog flavored water. What's the song, right, Sam?
Hold on. My thing just went off. Hold on.
I got it right here. I got it. It's Fix and Ryan Oakes. The song is called Underneath.
Love when I wasn't. You told me you'd be there for me to end the discussion. Promised me this was forever when I knew you were bluffing. You were all I ever wanted, but now all of a sudden I can see through all the lies that you live by. Cut me open and bleed all of my limbs dry. Rip my heart apart and kill me from the inside. Now my blood's all on your hands, I guess a fist fight. I told myself I wouldn't let the shit you say affect me. I can't wait until the day that you forget me. And I'm still haunted by the ghost that you won't set free. You wanna let me go, so why won't you let me? You're underneath my skin. Rip my heart through my breast. You tell me to take a hit like it was your medicine. If I got my dying wish, you would leave and let me live. And you work me like a puppet. Pretty penny like yourself really wasn't in the budget. Cause every time I start to win and you would make sure I'm punished. And every single time I step up you would kick out the bucket. When I look and see your face I see the eye of the storm. I see the ride or die and I don't wanna ride into war. Too blind to notice your love bombing turned to a Trojan horse. I don't remember telling you I'm here to die by the sword. Bury me alive so you can say you'll resurrect me. Stab me in the back and promise that it's to protect me. Fill my head with lies and wonder why you end up empty. Now you're on the edge and I ain't letting you down gently. You're underneath my skin. Rip my heart through my breast. You tell me to take a hit like it was your medicine. If I got my dying wish, you would live and let me live. You're underneath my skin. Underneath my skin. Yeah. Underneath my skin. You're underneath my skin. Rip my. Your medicine. If I got my dying wish, you would live and let me live. You're underneath my skin. You're underneath my skin.
Man, that gets some Falling in Reverse vibes. From that, you know what? I'm gonna judge the songs right.
You were gonna tell me that your my thing is muted, weren't you?
I will, but I pointed to you instead. Yeah, I pointed. Instead, that means I'm mute.
You know, you
little gestures like the umpires in baseball means
right,
muted.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. He's. I do think that that has some Falling in Reverse vibes. You know, I'm gonna go with. I think I'm gonna go with Fix. I think that's my favorite song for the night.
Okay, I'm gonna actually go with gonna go with Wage War.
Oh,
I like Wage because I'm rock at heart. Like I like a lot of rock. So and guys, you can catch Fix on tour with Ashes to New, Echo, and someone else. I'm That's sorry if I don't remember. Yeah, I know Major Bonham was bumped from that potentially. You know,
oh, so. That's weird.
I know. I wanted them to be on that whole tour, but they went a separate way, and that's okay. So, because that would have been great.
We got just a couple minutes left before the outro song. Let's get into the hot dog flavored sparkling water that 7-Eleven is coming out with. It is called Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water, and you know Fred Durst has to be like, "What are they
bitch.
Doing?"
With, right.
With this, okay. Now here's the deal. If they sell some chocolate flavored starfish candy with it, then they're stealing all of Limp Bizkit's ideas.
Exactly. So look, I'm not a hot dog flavored water type of person. Like I don't boil my hot dogs. Like I know there's a lot of white people that do that. Okay. So stop it. First of all, and barbecue those things or grill those things, them. Whatever. Yeah. If you boil your dang hot dogs, and I know you people in New York City that have the little stands on the corner, you guys do that. I have tasted hot dog flavored water. Don't ask me how, but it was a drunk night in the Marine Corps. We'll just go from there. All right. So, but I will tell you, I just can't see making a seltzer drink. Like, okay. I just...
Hold on. Now, this is right. a sparkling water, not a seltzer, okay? But, because a seltzer would be like an alcohol, but...
I thought I read it's seltzer water. So.
No, it's sparkling water. Now, okay. Here's this. Which I guess sparkling water would be seltzer, right? Kind of.
Yeah, it would be seltzer water. That's what I'm saying. It's seltzer water, not a seltzer drink. So.
In 2022... A company called, and I wrote it down here, Martin House Brewing Company, had a 5.2% alcoholic beverage that was a hard seltzer. I guess hard seltzer would be the
hard
the
seltzer. Term, yeah,
okay. That was made with water used to boil hot dogs with. Now, there's a reason why that's not a thing. It probably tastes like shit, okay?
Exactly.
Now, this whole hot dog flavored sparkling water that 7-Eleven's coming out with is due. Now, there's several flavors they're doing this with, like lemon lime, I think probably cherry, normal flavors. Right. April 1st, okay, is when it's supposed to roll out, which makes you think, is this an April Fool's stunt? I don't think it is.
Well, you know, with companies these days, I don't think it is either. Like, they're going to roll it out. Expecting it to be an April Fool's joke.
Would you even try it? Would you try it?
Hell no. I mean,
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. And Sebastian drinks a lot of nasty stuff. So like he will have butthole flavored water. If you gave it to him,
I would try like,
you tried peanut butter whiskey,
like a sparkling pickled water. Oh, maybe.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about that. So there's a pickled hard seltzer that is, I tried, loved it.
Yeah,
and I hate pickles. I hate pickle, like the vinegar. It's just vinegar, basically.
Yeah.
But this one was good because I remember the days in Denver with the anchor, and we'd do a shot of whiskey and with the pickleback and basically pickle juice, and it would taste so good. I was like, no, this is not right. What's wrong with you people? This should not taste good together. But. Yeah, it tastes good.
I think that pickled sparkling water would be okay, or even a hard seltzer. Some other flavors. It reminds me of like the Jelly Bellies come out with like vomit flavor and grass flavor and things like that. I purposely never really. I think I tried the grass flavored one, but I would not.
All right,
I can't even talk about the vomit flavor.
You see, I'm salivating over there. So I played that game with the kids, and we had like a little thing with Jelly Bell. It had like this little game, and you had to like spin. It's almost like you had to spin, and then you pick whatever number that was. Oh, it was horrible because I always got the vomit.
Well, like and the it was pit, nasty. Well, the vomit might look like marshmallow or something like that. The pear would look like grass. So you didn't know if you were getting the grass or the pear or the vomit or the marshmallow or like maybe Tutti Frutti or something.
It was horrendous.
Yeah. We'd have to like play the game. Anyways, if you guys try the hot dog flavored water, let us know what you think about it. Mm-hmm. It's at 7-Eleven. It's their drink. 7-Eleven's making it. Send us an email. Message us on social media.
How about do us a favor? Send us a video of you drinking that thing.
Ooh,
and then give us a reply and say, let Sebastian or myself know that this is good or bad.
We'll try it. We'll try it on the show.
We'll try it on the show. We'll order a whole bunch, send it to Sebastian's house, and then he has to drink it live. Well, not live, but
the I'll just go buy one. But hey,
that's it.
That's all the time we got on the show tonight. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment on all our stuff. Whether you agree or disagree with us, we always have a good time. None of our opinions really ever mean anything. It's just what we think. They're not factual, and so sorry if we made anyone or people disagree with what we have to say. It is what it is, and sometimes we're proven wrong, and we don't care about that either.
Yep. Nope.
Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pin post has a pin show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.